Okay, I'm starting a little bit down here, about 10 lines down. So the Mishnah said that an Isha shouldn't go out with a machat she'ena nekuva. There's two types of machats basically they deal with. One is nekuva, it has an eye. That's a work pin. That's for sewing. This is a decorative pin of some sort. Well, we'll see in a minute. It's not so decorative, but it's ena nekuva. It says in the Mishnah she shouldn't wear it. But if she wears it, she's not chayev chatos. What does that mean? That means that it's some sort of a tachshit. If she wears, we have a Mishnah lady, if she wears, she takes a pin with a hole, a sewing pin, then she's chayev chatos. That's carrying. This apparently is not carrying. Es gemara lemay chazya. Why is it a tachshit? What is it exactly? That's not the kind of decorative pins that we wear today. If I didn't have that. Lemay chazya, what is it for? Why is it a tachshit? You tell me it's not chayev chatos, it's a tachshit. What's it? Omar of Yosef, Hol the Isha Ogeris Bosairo. The way Rashi learns as follows, interesting. Let's say she has some hair sticking out. So what she does is she rolls it around that pin, then she sticks the pin under the tichel. Okay? Oh, so the Gemara says like this. If that's so, then I don't understand the Mishnah the other way. Why is she not allowed to wear it? What's always the problem? She'll take it off and show it to somebody and then forget and carry. She's not. She's not going to expose a tichel. That we said a million times. She's not taking off a tichel in Rosh Harabim. Omalei abai v'tevei kibiris tohoi revitishtere. Now, biris is like this. We're going to have it today or two. Biris is like a band to hold up her socks. She wears it around the thigh to hold up the stockings. Now, what is that exactly? The Gemara's going to tell us later. What is that? It's not a tachshit. Nobody sees it, right? It's not a kli that serves her. It's a kli, what we call, that serves the kli, because it's holding up the stockings. So it's not makabel tumah, right? She's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Why? Because she needs it. It's part of her clothing. Now, why don't you say she might show it to somebody? Because she's not pulling up a thing and she's exposing a thigh in the middle of the street. So he says, this should be the same thing. This is a pin with hair wraps underneath the tichel. What's it different than biris? We're not afraid that she's going to take that off. Elo, that's not what it is. You're right. Such a thing would be mutter on Shabbos. Tiring marvada nashua kam de b'yisvul ishu macholekas b'sayre b'Shabbos. It's some sort of a pin, a comb or something, which she uses to part her hair. Okay, now. And now we have the problem the other way. L'may chazya. I'm sorry, b'Shabbos. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Elo, tiring marvada nashua kam de b'yisvul ishu macholekas b'sayre. It's some sort of a comb, a pin comb of some sort. B'Shabbos l'machazia. What do you do with it on Shabbos? Rashi says you're not allowed to part your hair on Shabbos. Most of the Rishonim say you are. But even if you are, you can't carry a comb on Shabbos. I mean, not everything you can use on Shabbos, you can carry. It's got to be a tachshit. I mean, I use a comb, a regular comb. Can I carry it on Shabbos? Stick it in my head and carry it? Of course not. You're not allowed to with it. The Chol Gizmo Saira. Rashi makes it even worse. Rashi claims you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But that's a difficult thing. Most of the times we have no reason to believe you can't part your hair on Shabbos. But even if you can, what's going to help you? What? No, the Gemara we had before, Zav Shem Niskavim, but it doesn't matter. It certainly you can't carry it. At best, it's a comb you're allowed to use on Shabbos, or a comb you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Either way, you can't carry it. You may use it in your house, but you can't carry it. So what's going on here? Reb Shmuel Tzvi, you see this here. What's the problem? You can go around that way. I'll push it. I'm used to seeing you, and I look that way. You know, he'll go around the other way. What's the problem?
Rebbe, if it's ornamental.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not ornamental.
No, so like, why would she show it to somebody? Why would she show something utilitarian to somebody? It's not.
I'm saying, on the wild chance she would, say she wouldn't anyway, because it's under the head. There's nothing to discuss over here. They must make him stronger than what you're saying. If for some reason she wants to show her friend, oh, I got a new pin. You're going to like this one. You know what I mean? Even if you're right. Okay. Now, on my rubber, we're changing guns. We're talking about a different thing altogether. This interesting concoction over here, not concoction, maybe called, it was a comb of some sort, contraption, correct. It was a comb of some sort, which was used to part the hair. But it had on the end of it a tashel zov, a golden thing, so it was ornamental also. So what she would do was, not exactly they did that, she would stick it in like the pin part into the top of the tichel, and this would hang over this way. So meantime, it was a piece of jewelry. So that's our answer. Mele, once it becomes jewelry, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, midaraisa, but midabona not, because that's your might, that's the end of jewelry. Jewelry goes into the class. Any jewelry goes in, except we'll learn soon, certain types of jewelry goes into the class. I'm always afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. That's how the Gemara comes out.
Amarava. The point is if she takes it off, she'll expose her.
No, no, here she won't, because here it's stuck on top. It's a comb. It's not holding up the hair. It's a comb. So she, when she's not using it, it had a pin on one, and she'd stick it in like this on top. It would apparently lay forward, and here it would be like a golden ornamental thing. During the week she has it around, she uses it to be like a sayra. But b'shabbes manichosu kineged patachto, she brings it forward, and it's like it's jewelry. Okay, I can't exactly, I don't know what the thing looked like exactly. Some sort of a fancy comb which had an ornamental value to it too. So that's it. On Shabbos we look at the ornamental value. May let's attach it. With the rice you're allowed to carry. That money or not, she might show it to her. It's not that thing under the hair. That thing under the hair she can carry. That's like the women wear today. If they have hair, they have clips under the shade, under the dust. That's not a problem.
Can we look at it as like a mitzvah that we have? If I have something that's the person who's something that's more important than the bosses.
No, it has both. No, it's not a question more important than it is an ornament, Lamais, it's a tash.
Yeah, but for her, maybe if let's say
but it doesn't matter.
If it's holding the hair.
It's not holding the hair.
It would be holding the hair, let's say, and then it was a tash as well.
Then it might be better. Because we're not afraid she'll take it off.
That's
it might be better.
No.
If it's mommy's holding the hair, she can't get it off without picking up the tichel. She's allowed to wear it. Because anything which we're not afraid that she'll take off, we have no problem. But this is not the case. Especially it's some sort of a comb that's stuck into the tichel like this, but the front of it was attached. I'm going to tell you. What? No, I have a picture.
Huh?
Okay. We'll see the picture. Okay, very good. Exactly. Exactly what I said. It's got a pin on the end. It sticks into the tich or whatever. But it has an ornamental piece over it. Thank you. This is Yaini's book. What's his last name? I'm trying to remember his last name.
Gerstin.
Okay. So much for the women's hair pieces. Now we'll move on to a very interesting thing here. Lo yetze ish besandal hamasumer. Now, this is a very interesting thing. It was a very interesting thing here. Sandal Hamasumer is a shoe which was held together with nails. Now, it's important to us to know the construction because there's absolutely no real reason you shouldn't be able to wear this on Shabbos. I mean, something happened, so they said not to wear it. So therefore, it has to basically follow the line. It's an interesting shoe. The top was leather, the bottom was wood, and it was nailed together. Old type shoe, you know. What our shoes used to look like before they started gluing them, you know. Nail them together, the leather into the thing. But I don't know exactly how. You could wear this shoe either way, this way or this way. You could put, it was apparently open on both ends. You could put your foot in this way or you could put your foot in this way. Okay. You can't wear that on Shabbos. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara. That's a strange thing. We'll see in the Gemara. V'lo b'yochid b'zman shein b'raglo maka. This is an interesting thing. A person can't walk in the street with one shoe on, assuming there's nothing wrong with his foot. A normal person can't walk in the street with one shoe on. Why? So they bring, Rashi brings two pshatim. The Yerushalmi says, because people will be, where's the other shoe? You're talking about a normal person. You see, the person has a makkah on one leg. We understand why he doesn't have a shoe there. You see a guy walking in the street, everything's fine. He's got one shoe on, one shoe off. Okay, the guy's obviously nuts. But where's the other shoe? Where's the other shoe? So we might be chayshim's got in his pocket. That's one the Yerushalmi says. Or, Rishayim say not, Rashi brings another pshat. We're afraid if guys walk with one shoe on and one shoe off, people are going to laugh at him. Out of embarrassment, he's going to take off the shoe and put it in his pocket. Again, don't forget, today, a person walking the street with no shoes is going to look even more ridiculous. That wasn't the case then. People did walk without shoes. I mean, but to walk with one shoe on and one shoe off, then you look strange. People will laugh at you. Hey, what are you going to do? People are laughing. You'll take it off and put it in your pocket. Okay. A little bit tefillin. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbos outside. We'll see. Kimeya is an amulet. It had medicinal power, you know, medicinal powers. This we're talking about the one that wasn't proven. If it was proven that it works, then it's a refuah, then it becomes a tashrit, you can wear it. Okay, we'll get to all that. Velo b'shiryon, now these are types of armor. Shiryon is like, you know, old knights used to wear the a coat of armor, they called it, you know. Velo b'kazda, that's some sort of metal helmet. Velo magafayim, some sort of metal boots they wore when they went to war. You saw the pictures of the old soldiers. They were fully full with metal. The arrow shouldn't get to them. Of course not, because this is it's a malbush. I mean, these are not you're not carrying, you're wearing it. So you're certainly not chayiv chat. Why can't you wear it? Says Rashi later and the Rishonim, it's a marisayan. It'll look like you're going to war on Shabbos, and that you can't do. Okay, we'll get to all that. Now let's get to Sadla and the Suma. What's going on over here? You can't wear a shoe that was constructed, as we said before. Why not? Zagdima has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. A maisa happened and a tragedy occurred, and because of that, they said not to wear this type of shoe. Look, there's three versions to the story. Sandlam Sumai time, Omer Shmuel, Shlufei Akzeiro Hoyu. They were escapees, whatever you call it, refugees from the Gdimus Akzeiro Hashma. They were refugees. They were hiding in a cave. As Nebuch through Jewish history, we've had it. They said like this, anybody wants to come in here and hide? Why? Because they figured like this. I'm talking about the Jews and the thing. A person coming in to seek refuge will be careful that nobody's around seeing you. But they didn't allow anybody out. That they were afraid. If anybody would walk out, they might be seen by goyim. They'll see one, they'll notice Jews hiding it, and they're going to be tzoros. Now, I told you before, this shoe could be worn either way. But it wasn't exactly symmetric. In other words, the front looked like the front. When you put down a footprint, you could tell this way. So if a guy puts it on the other way, the footprint will be the other way. So one guy walked out wearing the shoe the other way. The footprint that remained in the dirt looked like somebody came in. The yidden inside saw that footprint. They got very nervous. They thought somebody came in, and maybe he was seen by the goyim. They were seized by panic. Don't forget, this is not a game. This is not a kid's story in Hanukkah. These people could be killed if the goyim found them. It's like the Nazis in Mashmam in Europe. I mean, if you were discovered, there was big trouble. There was no way out. What? No. In they allowed. Out they didn't allow. Out. No, I'm sorry. One of the people who came in, which was fine, had the shoe on the other way. An hour later, someone looks out, they saw a footprint, they said, somebody went out, and they panicked. Somebody panicked. Nepa sandlo shalechem rehen, kisvurim heim, echubem yotso. They thought somebody went out without them realizing it. Even the goyim saw them. They're about to come and pounce on us. A panic. Panic. How do you say panic let loose over there? And they killed each other, Pasha, from panic. They killed more. Now, what caused them to kill each other? Says Rashi. Rashi learns it was the nails in the shoes. They trampled each other with this kind of shoe. I guess the nails weren't so perfect like today. They stuck out. Because they're wearing those kind of nailed shoes, Salam Suber, that's why they killed each other. Okay. In other words, it was the shoe that caused the damage to the yidden. Another version. Rabbi Loi ben Elozo omer b'ma'ora hoyu yoshvim. V'shomu kol me'al gabi amor. They heard somebody walking on top. Kisvurim hoyu shebo aleim oivim. Vaita panic. And here the difference in Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns all the time it's the Mesuma caused them to kill each other when they trampled each other. Tosis says no, they trampled each other stamaze like they did on Black Friday. You don't need nail shoes to kill people. The Mesuma part is it was the nails that made the noise on top. That's what caused the panic over here. Another version. Romi by Cheskelom and Beis Haknesses Hoyu Yoshim, and they were sitting in a shul somewhere. V'shomu kol mechurbe. They heard walking behind the shul. Vayte kisvurim Hoyu Shebo Aleim Oivim. Dochu Zebo Ze Hogu Ze Ze Yis Mashu Hogu Ben Oivim. Again, Rashi learns it's the nails that caused them to trample each other. Tosis learns it was the nails that caused the panic. Because I guess we walk with those kind of shoes, it makes more noise. Okay, whatever it is. A tragedy happened with the sandal amesuma. Chazal, it's an interesting thing, Chazal decided at that point not to allow people to wear those shoes. I'm not doing Shabbos here. It's because of those shoes, a tragedy occurred. Frank, the Gemara, legitimate question. So then you should never be able to wear it. And then do it Shabbos. A tragedy happened. So they should stop Jews from wearing these kind of shoes. So the Gemara, an interesting thing. It happened on Shabbos. That was how they remembered it. We'll not let you wear it on Shabbos. Again, not the little Shabbos here. Freg the Gemara, beyond the flishtere. If you're being such a strict constructionist, as they call it, so let's ask the Shabbos, but Yontif should be mutter. Maybe it is. Haloma Tanan, my Mishnah, the end of the first paragraph, Beitza. So that's not far away, maybe a year from now. Mishalchin Kalin be Yontif, Bein Tfurim, Bein Shein on Tfurim. You can send a present Chveshisht on Yontif, anything that can be used on Yontif. Kalin Tfurim is certainly no problem, it's clothing. Even Ein on Tfurim, you can use it for a blanket. But things that are worthless on Yontif, more or less, you shouldn't send as a present on Yontif. Avalo sandal hamesumer, velo minol shein oitofur. A shoe that's not sewn together is worthless. A piece of clothing that hasn't sewn together, I can use as a blanket of some sort. A shoe that's not sewn together is worthless. So, but it says you can't send a sandal hamesumer on Yontif. Apparently, you can't wear a sandal hamesumer on Yontif. So, the Gemara, the Shabbos my taimo. Why did they ask her on Shabbos? But the basic thing we're saying is, they made it similar to what happened. But again, it's not, they didn't just ask the Shabbos at 11:14 in that shul where it happened. They took Shabbos out. Why did they take Shabbos out? Because Shabbos is a time you didn't congregate in the shuls. So since it happened at a time of congregation, we asked it. So the Yontif is the same. In that aspect, Yontif and Shabbos are the same. That thin a line, they didn't want to cut. Although we'll learn later that they did restrict it. Meaning, when they said you can't wear this kind of shoe, we're going to see later, if you make any changes in the shoe, it's mutter, lamoshel. Usually they nailed it in top to bottom. Let's say you nailed it the other way. Whatever, it will not fit the Iser. So they were pretty much strict constructionists. But in this sense, since, the way I understand, the problem here was that there were a lot of Jews congregating together. That's what caused the mess over here. So they asked it at any time of congregation. So Yontif and Shabbos in that sense are the same. Shabbos my time, meaning a gathering. Knufya means a gathering. Yontif nami ike knufya. Frank the Gemara, Eibazay. Now you're going, now you're telling me something else. You're not strictly Shabbos. You look at Shabbos as a time when Jews congregate. There's another time when Jews congregate, Tainis Tzibur. They all got together to daven. So let's ase ebazei sandalam sumer on a Tainis Tzibur. Tainis Tzibur ike knufya litoser, which you know is not true. We have no evidence anywhere that you can't wear a sandalam sumer on a Tainis Tzibur. Again, zog de gibe maise ki havo the knufya de isura. Shabbos is a knufya de isura, meaning a knufya, people get together and they can't do malacha. Yontif is a time of congregation, can't do malacha. Tainis Tzibur is different than that. It's a time of congregation, but you can drive to shul. And you drive home. It's different. They get hard to know how Chazal cut these lines. Okay, as long as they found something. Now says the Gemara an interesting thing. But we did one line, we did cross. We didn't mamish go strict construction, Shabbos only. We moved it over to a knufya de isura, so we put Yontif in the isur. Okay, now, we happen to have a machloikis in Chagiga. An interesting story over there. There was a story that happened over there. Somebody was carrying mechatos and eferchatos. From the poor Aduma, before Kiddush does. And he was taking, he was transporting it. He was going on a boat on the Yarden, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. In the Yarden. And was discovered in the bottom of the boat, whatever, Kazai's been a mess. And Eferchatos became Tome. And because of that Maisa, they answered taking Eferchatos and Meipora on a boat, on a river, on anything, side a yard, any river. They made an Isser on that because it is Maisa happened. Now, again, that's a bit of an expansion over there because it happened on the Yarden. They answered now all water crossings basically. Anything where your feet are not on the ground is more or less what's also over there. If you're walking across a bridge, Lamarshal, over water, it's okay. But if your feet are not on the ground, like when you're in a boat, they ask it. Reb Chanino ben Akiva over there, he's a strict constructionist. He said it happened on the yard. We only ask it on the yard. So now the question is like this. Reb Chanino ben Akiva was really a strict constructionist. Would he also say here, Yontif is included in Shabbos? Or will he say, just like he said there, we said Yarden, anybody of water. He said Yarden is Yard. We're saying here Shabbos. We look at it in a bit of a broader sense. It's Kenuf Yedei Surah. So we included Yontem. What about him? He's a real strict constructionist. He says Yard and only Yard. Would he say only Shabbos? Says one, no. Even he will agree. You know, Shabbos and Yontem are closer than the Yarden and the Mississippi, or even the Yarden and the Yarkon, for that matter. Oh. Vafil Reb Chanina ben Akiva de Omar loy osu elo biyardnu besvina uke maisa shehoyo. He pins it mamish to the maisa shehoyo. Hani mili yardin the shiny misharne horis. Yardin and the Mississippi are different. They have different widths, Zok Rashi. They have different depths. There's a difference between different rivers. So he could say Chazal pinned it only to the yardin. But Shabbos and Yontif are the same. Abu Yontif is Shabbos ki adodi nenu. Detnan ain't ben Yontif li Shabbos el oichel nefesh bilvad. The line cutting Shabbos and Yontif is a thin one. Very thin. Even he would agree.
It's water.
It's water? Shabbos or Yontif?
No.
What can I tell you? Listen, if you grew up in the Mississippi, right? And I told you there's a river in the Middle East called the Yarden. You know what you would say? That's a river. That's a puddle. The Mississippi's a river. What can I tell you? I mean, the Mississippi stretches, who knows, 3,000 miles, 2,000 miles. The Yarden doesn't. The Yarden is this big. You know what I mean? I grew up in the Bronx. There was a Bronx River there. I lived in the Bronx. I got married. I was 24, and I didn't stop going back. My mother moved out 5 years ago. I don't know if I ever saw the Bronx River. It was that small. You know what I mean? This is the rivers. This is the rivers. You know what I mean? What can I tell you? Chazal Baruch Kotcher made the split. I can't help you much. It's different in depth to which. Okay. Now we come to limit it even more. Omar Reb Yudah Mashmuel. Yeah, Loi Shona, when we made this Easter on the nailed shoes, the Sandalam Suma Lachazik, where those nails were put in to hold the shoe together. That's what we call a Sandalam Suma. You have the top piece, which is made out of leather. You have the bottom piece, which is made out of wood. That's how most of us. It was wood and leather on top, and they nailed the leather into the wood. That's what we're talking about. If a guy puts some nails on his shoe just for some sort of decoration, why nails? I have no idea. But somehow, if it's only lanoi, that's not sandalam suma. It's not holding the shoe together. What's holding the shoe together? No, glue, paste, the way they make it today. But not the nails. What? Nothing's holding it together. That's that way you buy a new pair of shoes tomorrow. Why wait till next week? Can't you keep them all? The Kamalanoi, what? Oh, sorry, it depends how you put it, how many you put in there. If you put one or two nails there, it's obviously not holding the shoe together. So what's the cutoff? Okay, again, these are very arbitrary things. Chazal had the way. Kamalanoi, Rabbi Yechonam Chomish. Chomish, five in each shoe. We'll soon see. It means two on the outside of the shoe, two on the inside of the shoe, and one where the tassias, what we would call the laces, go. Five on a shoe, that's lanoi. More than that is holding the shoe together, goes into the sisa sandam suma. Reb Chanina Omar, sheva bozevish, he allows seven on each shoe, still called noi. Omar, Reb Yechonu, Reb Shama, Barabba, Azbarloch. I'll explain to you where I get five from. Ledidi, shtayim mikan, two on the outside of the shoe, shtayim mikan, two on the inside of the shoe, bachas batarsi yoisa. We call shoelaces tarsi yoisa. Yeah, they didn't have laces like we had, that leather straps. Okay. L'Reb Chanina, seven. Gimel Mikan, Gimel Mikan, three on each side of the shoe. That's still called Lanoi. Fine. Meisvei. Sandal Hanoite. You have an uneven shoe. I guess the what do you call it? The sole of the shoe, the wooden part, I mean, should be normally an even piece of wood. Then you put your leather on, you walk normal. The piece of wood he's got there is off. It's higher on one side, lower on the other. It's a sandal Hanoite. When you walk, you're going to walk funny. So there, you got to bang in nails somehow, besides the holding it, actually to level off the shoe somehow. You got to do some banging. So how many nails are allowed there? Now, at this point, the Gemara doesn't chap that there's a difference between sandal hanoite and a regular sandal. We're using them, it's the same thing. The Gemara's going to change that later. So, Bekitsa, we just had that Rabbi Yochanan allows five nails. After that, you're in trouble. And Rabbi Chinan allows seven nails. After that, it's called the Chazik. Meisvei. Sandal Neite, Oslo Shevra, Debi Rebbe. So Rebbe says seven. Okay, that is exactly like Rabbi Chanina. I'm sorry, Debi Rebbe Nos. Rebbe Matab Yud Gimel, he's a very liberal person. He allows even 13 nails. It says 6, 6, and one in the middle. It's still called Lanoi. Zog the Gimel, so you had a machlokes Amoraim, 5 or 7. Now we have a machlokes Tanoim, 7 or 13. So Reb Yochanan's in trouble. I mean, Reb Chanina, okay, he holds like Reb Nosson, who said 7. But the Rebbe, who said 5, he's on the outs. He's got nobody over here. Reb Nosson said 7, and Rebbe allowed 13. Reb Yochanan's only allowing 5. Vishlo Reb Chanina, who domek Reb Nosson. Very good. Reb Chanina paskin vi Reb Nosson. Ela Reb Yochanan, who said 5, domek Amman. Who's it? One Tana said 7, one said, how could he say 5? So we found another Tana. Hudomak Reb Nahu Roy. The Sani Reb Nahu Roy Yom Hey. Okay, so you got 3 possibilities, 5, 7, or 13. Okay. Omle Eifor, unusual name. Rashi points out Shem Chochem. It's a very unusual, doesn't come up much. He was the son of Reb Rechova the Pumpadisa. Okay, anyway. What? I wasn't here yesterday, you know what I mean? I had it yesterday. Eifor? A very selective memory, but I didn't learn, I don't remember. Even what I did learn, I don't remember. But yesterday, I don't think so. Check it, I don't think so. Omle Eifel Rabba Babachona. Atun Talmidei Reb Yochanan. You people are Talmidei Reb Yochanan. Avidu ki Reb Yochanan. I mean, you have a chumrah. You are only allowed 5 nails. Once you go over 5 nails, you got a problem with Sandom Suma. Anan, Navik Reb Chanina. We could be making Reb Chanina. Then it's 7. Okay. Boine Rafuna Meravashi. Chomesh Mao. He started from scratch. It's 5 mutter. Omalei, Afilu Zayin mutter. He holds like Reb Chanina. Even 7 is mutter. So he told him even 7. What? So that's something else. Test my, what about 9? He asked him 5. He says even 7 is mutter. He says, what about 9? Even 8 is also. Meaning 7 is mutter. And that's the end of it. He holds like Reb Chanina. That's all. Fine. Boy mine ahuratson, a leather person, a leather smith, a shoemaker, me rebami. He asked him the following shiloh. Tofru mi bifnim mahu. The way Rashi learns here, tofru mi bifnim like this. What's the difference between a sandal and a minnow? There's two things floating around Shas, sandal and minnow. If Rashi learns in Yevomis, sandal is a harder type shoe. Minnow is a soft leather. There are other ways to differentiate. That's where Rashi goes. So now what happened over here was, he's got this sandal. He got this hard leather, and on the bottom he got a wooden sole. He made an insert over there. He inserted inside, basically, a minnow. He put a shoe of soft leather into the sandal. Okay? As you have a sandal on Suma, he puts inside an insert point, make it more comfortable. Takes a soft shoe, and he puts it into the hard shoe. So he's essentially wearing 2 shoes, but okay, whatever it is. Is that also awesome? It's muta, but I don't know the reason. I know it's muta. Chaba Kabbalah, it's muta. Omalei Ravashi v'lo yoda mar my taimo. You don't know. It's poshut. The answer is poshut. Came in the tofru mi befnim. Since he put the minnow inside, havalei minnow. Now it's called a minnow because the guy is wearing a minnow. Looks like a sandal, but it's considered a minnow. B'sandal gozibon, minnow gozibon. Again, like we said before, even though we expanded out from Shabbos, we weren't that strict constructionist, because Mali Shabbos, Mali Yontif, basically. But in terms of the shape and the form of the shoe, the Gzeira was made only on what was sandal hamesumer. If you put in there a minnow, you got now a minnow hamesumer, that's all. They didn't answer that. Now we're going to have a lot of differences now. If it's not exactly the way those shoes were, you're okay, basically. You got a picture on the side of the Gemara. He didn't use straight nails. He used nails that were shaped like this. A U-shaped nail. Went in like that. Yeah, I mean, it's going to have staples. Yeah, basically stable. Yeah. Again, it's muta because it's not exactly the way those shoes were those days. I mean, when that maisa happened. Rashi said, since it's a different type of nail, the logozu elema ein hama'oira. Even we expanded the yontif, but in terms of the shoe, it's what happened then. It manami om Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina asokim in kalbus muta. Om Reb Sheshes, chipo kulon b'masmeiris. He put on the bottom. He didn't want his soul to rub out. So he mamish filled up the whole soul with nails. So you got basically walk on metal now. You're walking on metal things. Again, it's just a different way of making a shoe. The earth that he's walking on shouldn't eat into the shoe. Mutav, it's mutav. Tiny kavos, that's a brisa. Lo yetzish besanglam sumer, v'lo yitayel mibayis lebayis. Yeah, please understand. When we say you can't wear a sandal on sumer Shabbos, that's not do it hilchus Shabbos. It's not because you're carrying. You're not carrying. It's a shoe. They made exeri. You can't wear your house either. That's nothing to do with carrying. They asked because of this maisa, because of tragedy happened, sandal on sumer, they don't want you wearing sandal on sumer Shabbos. You can't wear in your house either. Not do it carrying here. I feel a mimito lemito. You can't go in your bedroom from this side of the room to the other room. It has nothing to do with carrying. They don't want you wearing this shoe on Shabbos. Now, comes an interesting question. Is it muktzah? You're telling me I can't wear it on Shabbos. Can I be metaltal it? So let's think. We know something. What is it? It's a klisha machtel isa. That's what the Lord is. A klisha machtel isa is mutal tzar gufo. And so makayma. A hammer. I can take a hammer on Shabbos to open walnuts. I can take a screwdriver. It's also to pick open a nut. That's a klisha machtel isa. It's mutal if I need it. So gufo makayma. This should be the worst of that. You told me I'm not. There's nothing wrong with this bichlal. Elu achazam gamachta dos. No sound of sumas on Shabbos. Okay, so they turned it into a pen. They turned it into a hammer. That's what they did. But that's also mutal tzaltel. Avo metaltel in oisoi. What? If you have a purpose, lachasas bozakli, you got to cover something up with. Lisva bokari amita. It's a wooden body. You want to support your bed? Your bed is off. Okay. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon oisir. An interesting chumrah. He holds. Nobody disagrees. I mean, there'll be machlokes later, but Latino, we don't disagree. Everybody holds more or less. Our klish matel isir is mut. He was more machmir because since they asked this shoe, I'll say zera. And of course, something bad happened. They want you to stay far, far away from it. So here we're even more afraid. If you'll use it to crack a nut or to put on your bed, you might come to put it on. They were more nervous because it came. It's not a tiltal problem. It's a psatakona for nakzeir. So they were more nervous. Okay. That's still not what we want. We're trying to get a tiny kavosay to repshashis. Then when you put nails on the bottom of the whole thing, it's mutter. Oh, now Noshru rov mimas meroisov. Okay, we said, let's say, according to Reb Yochanan, if you have 5 nails, it's mutter. More than 5 is awesome. Now, what if you had 17 nails? So that's zichah asur. But they fell out. Noshru rov mimas meroisov. And ishtaybo dalet ohei, mutter. If now you're back to 5, you're okay. We'll get to that. I mean, who's a steer? It says first, if rov is left, it's okay. Then it says 4 or 5. We'll get to it in a second. The Rebbe Matir at Sheva, that's Rebbe 7. That's old. Well, no, that's not. That's a problem. Because Rebbe before said 13. Good. We'll get to it. Chipu be'or milamato. He flipped the shoe. Instead of making leather on top and wood on bottom and nailing it, he put leather on the bottom and wood on top and he nailed it. Right, it's mut. It's not that shoe. Chipu be'or milamato. V'kovelo masmeris milamailo. Mut. Asokim in kalbus. That funny nail. Okim in tas. That would be a nail that doesn't have a point, but a nail has some sort of a flat end. It doesn't come to a point. It's like a place. You got a word for that?
Shaped like a bar.
Shaped like a bar. Okay. Shaped like a bar. Okay. Have a drink. L'chaim. Anyway. Okim in yoseit. Yoseit's the other way. The point of the nail is very sharp. Whatever it is, he didn't use standard nails. Mutter. Oh, and this is Shesh's case. Shechipu kulo b'masmeiris, shekagach losu muta b'kitzah. The Bryce says like Reb Shesh's. B'kitzah, any difference in construction of that shoe, you flip the leather with the wood, you use a non-standard nail, you're going to use a screw, you use a Phillips screwdriver, ich weiß nicht. If it doesn't fit that dugma, bedavka, the shoe that was, you don't have a problem. Which basically, as the Ran points out, knocks it out for today. We don't have, old shoe don't exist. No, we have such a thing, but halal. What? Everything's mutter. What do you mean? Everything's mutter. Snowshoes, you say? What do you say? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. We don't have a shoe like that. The Ran Gratis says that they, in his time, had some sort of a wooden shoe with nails. And he says there that we hold, that's, we only asked what's exactly what was. Exactly, leather on top, wood on the bottom, with laces, with straps. And don't forget, there's another thing which we'll never have. You can wear the shoe backwards. There's no shoe today that you can put on the other way that I know of.
Wear a sandal.
You could wear it backwards. Okay, that's no problem at all. The nails. Any shoe like this, constructed wood on the bottom, thing on top with laces. I can't imagine it's interesting. You put on backwards. So he says, so anything that's not like that is more to Zaklafiza Sandlam Sumer Shalon. He had some sort of a nailed shoe. He says, yeah, that they wore in the winter, probably some sort of an overshoe. He says it will be more. It's not b'chlal gzeira. But he says, interesting, he says in those days they were noig iser for a different reason. Because it wasn't like our boots. Our boots fit well. Those things apparently used to slip off all the time. So he got another problem, because anything that slips off easily you can't wear on Shabbos, because afraid it'll fall off, you pick it up. But al sandalam assumer, it's got to fit that thing. I don't believe it exists today, period. Now, we have a problem in this braisa. Hagufa kasha amrit nosru rov masmeroisov afel gad nishtar betuva. It says nosru rov masmeroisov. You put out 17 nails, 9 fell off, so you have 8 now. It says smuta. Then the next line says only if there's 4 or 5. It says stira. V'hoda toni arba chomeis ain't felo. Amrav sheis lo kasha kasha nigmamu kasha nekru. Nigmamu means the nails got worn down. You got a nail going in like this. So it got worn down. The top is not there, but the nail is still there. You see the nail. Forget. So there, Rashi learns with more makel, because it's when you look at the shoe that had originally 17 nails in it, and now it has 8 functioning nails. But you still see the other 9 nails. They're still there. The Rishuma Nika. So therefore, it's a Nika that it changed. So you know it's not a Sandalam Suma. Nekru means the nails fall out. They fell out. So now I had a shoe with 17 nails. 9 fell out. What do I have now? I have a shoe with 8 nails. That's awesome. You don't see the other nails anymore. There you have to have 4 or 5. That's what Rashi learns. Okay. Arba chomesh muta. Okay, that's your standard problem. More is this in many play. What do you mean 4 or 5? If 5 is muta, then 4 is certainly muta. Right? The more you have, the worse it is, right? When you go to 6, it's already lechazek. You tell me 5 is or 4 is obviously muta. Hashta chomesh shoy arba miboya. Omer b'chizda arba misandal cotton. V'chomesh misandal gold. That when we said 5 is only whatever they call a sandal gold. I have no idea what size that is. Extra large. Facing it. But in a sandal cotton, then already 4 will be a cutoff point. Rebbe Mater at Sheva. Okay, now we got a problem. Rebbe in this Brisa said 7 is muta, but not more. Before, Rebbe was the most liberal. He allowed 13 nails. Zogdi Gemara Vatani Rebbe Mater at Shloish Yisrei Zogdi Noita Shiny. Now the Gemara is changing. What he said before is not true. Here we're talking about a sandla noita in this Brisa. Where is it? I lost it. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. This Brisa is a regular shoe where he says 7. Where noite, he said 13. Because noite is different. The fact that it's off level requires more nails to hold it together, because you have to do more pounding to even it out. So there, again, what's our basic rule is, if it's lechazik, holding a shoe, it's awesome. Just for noite, it's muta. In the sandla noite, it requires more nails, that's all. So there, he allowed 13. In a standard shoe, he only allowed 7. Zakdumei bazei, our original thing, is no problem. We said, Rabbi Yochanan said 5. Then we brought a machloikis sandla noit to 7 or 13. Who's Rabbi Yochanan? There's no problem now. He's talking 5 in a regular shoe. That's sandla noit. Noit to shiny. Hashad osis lahochi. Il Rabbi Yochanan. I'm lekad. No problem. Rabbi Yochanan. Noit to shiny. Okay. Omrav masna amilu. Omrav achdoi ba masna. Omrav masna. Ein alocha grodz b'shimin. We had a machloikis tanakama grodz b'shimin. If you're allowed to be metaltal sandlam suma, tanakama said avada you can. It's a klisham not the lisa. It's mutlitzor gufitzor mekayme. B'shimin laws came with a big chumer here. And since it's awesome inside a gzeira, we're very nervous. We're afraid if you pick it up, you'll put it on. Don't use it bechalal on Shabbos. Zok der avada ein halocha. What's the big news over here? It's a chachom with the pshima loza. So an interesting thing. Mao the same. I would have thought. Mistabra time of the blozer of pshimin boho. Here he's a yochid, but it makes a lot of sense. Hey yois, it's mitzadik zero. It makes sense to say that we would be machmir. Not to let you be metabla, because you might put it on. Komash v'lon no. Halacha gechachom ufartik. It's a regular klisha matalis. Omer Reb Chiya. Ech an interesting gemara. So basically, we're allowing either 5, 7, or 3. Well, that's a noita. That's an asandla noita. In a regular shoe, it looks like 5 and 7 at this point. Not more than that. Comes Reb Chiya and he says like this. Omer Reb Chiya. If I wasn't afraid that they would call me He's from Bavel. Bavloi is Mater Isurim. I would have been much more makel in this whole parasha. Sharina Beituva. I would have been Mater even a lot more nails. If they wouldn't call me, they'll say, I come up with a cool like that. They'll say, I'm a conservative rabbi. They'll put me out. You know what I mean? He wasn't interested in that. How many would he have allowed? But these Amrin, Esen V'Arvim, 24 nails. Besur Amrin, Esen V'Tartin, even 22 nails. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzuk and a Simen, in case you want to remember, you shouldn't forget, where was it, 24, 22? Interesting. But these are the Gezak 24, and Suri said 22. Suri is on the way, I got your map out, but... if you're coming from Pumbedisa, Eretz Yisrael, Sura is on the way. Makes sense, because Syria is right there. Pumbedisa is in Bovil, over there. I'm sorry, Sura is not Syria, correct. So where is, I don't know. But it's on the way. Sha'olami Bovil Eretz Yisrael. No, don't Syria. Rashi doesn't mean Syria. Rashi doesn't mean Syria here. Yeah, that makes sense. Syria is right by Eretz Yisrael when you're crossing on the north. Bovil is further. So Kim Kitsa, when you're coming from Pumbedisa, so you're going through Syria. We'll go with Rashi just to make life easy, especially since it's 7:42. We have too much time to contemplate right now. Anyway, so the simon was ad osam Pumbedisa lesura. When he's coming from Pumbedisa to Surya, which is the way he went, choser tarte. You're missing two, because the word choser sounds like the word sura. It has basically the same letter, samach and resh. That's the way you remember. That Pumbedisa was more. You're off by two, 24 and 22. You don't look terribly concerned. If it's 22, Pumbedisa's 25, I hear. It's all on the side. If he wouldn't be a conservative rabbi, the whole thing anyway. But...